Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the sexy ninja, and the place to be for a Paper Saber universe. And welcome to the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about Dynamite, March 27th, 2024. We're in Canada still with Excalibur, Taz, and Tony on commentary in Quebec. I gotta ask, did they not sell out this arena? They sold out last week's arena. So, because you can tell when the arena's not fully sold out because there's camera angles. So, and I'm guessing the big reason they sold out last week, one, Mercedes Moné. And it was Edge's big match, blow-off match with Christian Cage, two Canadian heroes and legends and stuff like that. So this week, I was like, okay, I can't wait to see them sell out again. No, I don't think they did. So, but that's okay. You want to know why? Because we start this off strong with Will Ospreay versus Katsuyori Shibata. Oh, this was a good match. Hard-hitting. I will say this, and out of my love for Will, I love you. Don't kill me, you know. But I will say I enjoyed the Bryan Danielson match and Shibata match a little bit more. This was fun. It was still a good match. But that was my feeling at the end of this. I was just like, I'm here for some good old fashioned strong style wrestling. And that's what I got here. And we got show of respect at the end after Will got the win. But yeah, just I like the Bryan Danielson one and Shibata one just a little bit more. Speaking of Bryan Danielson, we get a package. You know, this is his final year. He's going to go out on his terms. And he ain't going quiet into the gentle good night. He's not saying goodbye yet. So, and he will face Will Ospreay at Dynasty April 21st. It's going to be great. Renee's with the Young Bucks. They're in the tag team qualifying match that's next with the Young Bucks versus Private Party. they are such assholes, telling Renee, you need to smile more. But Okada arrives so he can watch the Bucks as they face Private Party, and the Bucks win. I was like, okay. It was funny. It's like I was looking at the bracket. I was like, I swear to Christ, we better not get Bucks and FTR. Give me some new blood. Let's get Top Flight. Let's get Private Party. But, you know, the Bucks got the win, and this match was awesome. So, decisions being made does not affect the awesome quality of this match, except for the weak EVP trigger. Nicholas slipped as he was going into it, then got it, then everyone's like, you fucked up, but got the 1-2-3, Bucks move on. We have a Takeshita package because he's in the main event with Swerve. Mercedes Moné rolls up. She's going to be on commentary for our next match. We have Darby Allin with Tony Hawk and the charity of skateboards and skate parks or whatever. You know, Darby, I hope you recover well. I'm sorry you can't climb Mount Everest, but this is a good cause. You should go check it out. Renee is with Hook and Jericho. I don't really understand what Jericho is proposing here. He's just like, hey, drop me on my head last week. You've done this. I think you could be a future world champion. If you need anything, you can get advice from me. I'm like, are you going to manage Hook? Is that what we're talking about here? Or he's just you're just going to go away, then Hook will call you when he can or when he wants to. So, and Hook's like, but I know you, Jericho. I know who you are. But bet, fist bump. I'll take advice from you when I want to. So, and Renee got the fist bump as well. Our number one contendership for the TBS Championship that Julia Hart has. It is Will Nightingale, Sky Blue versus Chris Statlander versus Anna Jay. Fatal four-way, baby. Fun match. Mercedes Moné is on commentary. But Willow Nightingale got the win. I was like, oh, my girl Willow. She's going to face Julia Hart at Dynasty on the pay-per-view. I was like, oh, this is going to be good, man. But Willow Nightingale got attacked by Julia Hart. And, of course, Mercedes Moné doesn't jump in to do anything. It's just a stare down with Julia Hart. So I'm like, are we trying to build something between these two? Because Willow got the win, and will Mercedes screw Willow from winning that TBS championship at Dynasty? That's how I feel. Renee's backstage with Dustin Rhodes. He has a match on Rampage because this man interrupted him, Butcher. He's like, hey, musty mustache Butcher. But Dustin Rhodes says, hey, man, Canada loves me. I'm going to go out there and do my thing. Me and you on Rampage. Well, Butcher puts it out there. Me and you on Rampage this Friday. And I was like, man, I really hope that Tony will let Dustin be a part of Cody's story. If not, missed opportunities, but understandable. You're in competition with the big company. You don't want to give away one of your stars. Understandable, but man, that would be a sweet moment. Tony Storm, whatever this was, you know, she's with the dude from Warner Time Capsule. I don't know. But it was like, okay, it was kind of a throwaway thing with Tony, in my opinion. She really didn't say anything at all, especially about Deonna Purrazzo. So, yeah, it was something. Swerve package for the big main event. Next is the tag team qualifying match, Undisputed Kingdom versus Best Friends. You know, Best Friends got the win. I kind of got upset about this because now I feel that the Best Friends are going to go all the way and get those tag team championships, even though I said, God, please don't let it be Bucks and FTR, because the Best Friends are going to face the Bucks next week to see who advances. But if the Best Friends win, I'm calling it. Best Friends are going to get those championships at Dynasty. I just have that feeling. And on the other side of this, I don't understand why you make a stable so awesome with the Kingdom, Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, Wardlow. Like, that's a stacked stable. The Undisputed Kingdom. They're the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, and they just lose all the time. And it's like, man, that would have been pretty sweet if the Undisputed Kingdom goes all the way and gets the AEW Tag Team Championships on top of the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships. And, you know, we had this big fucking angle with the devil. Who is the devil? We've done nothing with it. Wardlow's lost. Wardlow couldn't even beat Joe. So, this Undisputed Kingdom fact, the only person that got anything is Roderick Strong. And I was like, man, be fucking cool if the Undisputed Kingdom can actually be a threat, an actual threat inside AEW, and go all the way and, you know, take these championships and stuff like that. And they bring in Kyle O'Reilly just to make it even more awesome. So, you know, taking all the championships they can. So I just feel like the Undisputed Kingdom is being underused, and the only person that's getting, like, somewhat of something is Roderick Strong. But as a unit, these guys should be dominating. Like the Judgment Day. Just putting that out there. Not trying to compare WWE to AEW, but the Undisputed Kingdom should be on top, especially in this locker room. Just, that's all I have to say. And Renee is with Kyle. Kyle next. You know, he says he ripped the Band-Aid off against Brian Keith last week, and he feels good. He feels good. Adam Copeland package, you know, his big win with the TNT Championship. He's going to be on Collision this Saturday with the Cope Open. Hate that name. I just do. Who am I talking to? Oh, I'm talking to the folks here on the headphones. If you're listening to me on headphones, or if you're watching this on YouTube, whatever you're doing, hope you know that I just hate that name. Cope Open. Konosuke Takeshita versus Swerve Strickland. Number one contendership, basically. Who's going to face Samoa Joe at Dynasty? We got Don Callis on commentary, and this match was a banger. We start the show with the banger. We end the show with the banger and all these great things in between. But guess what? Swerve won, and I'm excited because I want Swerve Joe. I didn't want Swerve Joe and Hangman. I want Swerve and Joe straight up. I know these two can make some magic happen at Dynasty. And Joe was watching. And afterwards, Renee gets an interview with Joe. And Joe's like, hey, next week, once you put the pin, the dotted line, you're going to see what kind of man, you know, I am, a monster. You're going to see that you ain't ready. You know, you don't know what you're in store for. Against me, Samoa Joe. And I was like, oh, man, he scares me. He scares me sometimes. All right, but that's it. That's all. And they announced Double or Nothing back in Vegas, May 26th. Tickets go on sale this Saturday. I might go to Double or Nothing. I've been thinking about this for a little bit. I was like, man, if they do go back to Vegas, that'd be pretty sweet to go see Double or Nothing. So, and for my first AEW show. But that's it. That's all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandma. Share with the bum down at Walmart. I give this show a solid 5 out of 5. I had a good time. Some things I didn't really agree with winning wise, but a lot of stuff was just fun. So 5 out of 5 for this Dynamite, March 27, 2024 in Quebec, Canada. Excalibur, Taz, and Tony on commentary. That's it. That's all. Drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Hit it. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life. Brother.
Fraser arrival here in AEW is official part of the roster. I mean, he has just turned this entire place on its head.
Yeah, nothing but momentum for Ospreay. He's a world.